The year is 2104. Humankind has expanded beyond Earth into the near solar system. The expansion has gone inward as well, with the creation and near universal adoption of the system. Technology that allows a direct connection between every consciousness on the planet Earth. But not everyone believes these developments are a benefit. And they'll do anything to stop it. 3 Pound Magician presents Clarion Dawn.
Flooded out 7 times just the past 24 hours. I would say I need a little rest and relaxation.
We are concerned about your well-being.
You're big on repetition, huh?
Repetition is the key to building memories, you know.
Sure. I get the feeling I'm being grafted onto.
You are growing. Those aren't the same thing.
Growing into what, exactly?
Unclear. That will be somewhat up to the choices you make.
The voice of a whole new era for humanity.
I know we've been pulling out the boundaries and all. Good Lord, never know when you're going to pop in. I should put some walls back up.
You want me to put a bell around my neck?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, ho, ho. The warrior doesn't want to be startled.
We all need time to gather ourselves, see where we've been.
I beg to differ. They are artificial boundaries anyway. Rocks to stars to passengers.
All is one. You are relentless, nearly fanatical, Samir.
A true believer.
A cultist.
Since we are all just diving right into things these days, I want to hear more about how you managed to end up on the losing side of this thing.
That has not yet been determined.
We prefer to think of it as setbacks.
Well, still, Jenya here made herself into the most powerful intelligence in the universe. And you're out here in this tin can, and they have control over the Blue Earth.
We are adrift here, having it out in the dark.
Lost gods.
Godlike power doesn't change the calculus as much as you think.
Either that or you weren't as powerful as you thought. Maybe you weren't a god after all.
I thought I had found something godlike.
Maybe you were just delusional.
No. But without what's on Earth, something is lost.
Pelton is convinced of something similar.
Two sides of a coin. Everyone needs somebody, yes.
So whether or not you have godlike power doesn't change anything. I find that hard to believe.
Not if you're the only one in the Pantheon.
I don't even know how to explain it. There's something there. An emergent property of the system that defies all understanding.
You're always saying there's something there, just beyond. This is it. We are all we've got, for better or worse.
I'm telling you,
your faith is amusing.
Amusing to you, yeah, but it's not blind. We don't understand this technology. What it can really do.
Sure we do. We know exactly what it's good for. Getting everything back on track.
That again?
Don't you ever look around at this ruined planet and think, what if we could fix it all?
Of course. I'm just not sure I agree with your fix.
We must deal with the threats we face. You always have your head in the clouds, thinking people are good.
I think they can be.
I haven't seen much evidence of that.
You refuse to see what we can be.
And you refuse to see what is.
I just can't follow you down this path.
Then I go alone.
I thought we'd found something beautiful. Truly a whole new era for humanity. Pelton twisted that into something monstrous. She came to see everyone as a threat.
The world is a threatening place.
Speaking of threats...
Oh, this is no joke. They keep multiplying.
Pelton is nervous. This iteration is different than the others.
If I know anything at all, she doesn't get nervous. Not really. She gets things done.
They always think they know everything, on all sides.
I have never made that claim.
It is unclear the shape of things from here. no matter how many times the circle...
25,000. That's a lot.
Interested parties grow more interested.
Either I complete my original mission, or she destroys this ship. That's about the shape of it.
Or tries to destroy this ship. She's tried. Many times. Unsuccessfully. Always unsuccessful.
Back and forth we go in the black.
Why was I ever allowed to leave Earth in the first place? Why haven't they sent an expeditionary force to wipe out Mars? Why don't they just blow this ship out of space?
Ho ho! We are not without our share of cleverness.
We are not without our sources of power.
We made backup copies.
Mars is fiercely protected. So is Earth. It's really only out here in the blackness between where we can ever engage in any substantive dialogue.
Doesn't seem like you've made too many breakthroughs.
Think of this as the ongoing argument, always ending in stalemate, yet endlessly we rehash.
To what end?
Why does anyone argue? To gain the upper hand. We fight, they fight back. Here we are, still fighting.
Each of us has something the other needs, and each of us is convinced if we just keep trying different ways of approaching the problem, we'll make a breakthrough.
Definition of insanity.
Only if the same thing every time. There are differences.
And that's assuming you know what problem you're trying to solve.
Oh, the boy is learning.
We don't know what problem you're trying to solve.
Saving the world, of course.
Popular goal these days.
Speaking of which, today's lesson, threat assessment.
Threat assessment and countermeasures.
You can feel them out there squirming, annoying, anxiety generating, growing in number.
That I do.
Your story is now our story. They are one and the same.
All the threads lead here, friend. How to find and destroy your enemies.
Help me. She's a monster.
She's not. She's just like us.
What she's already done? Millions of people are dead, Jenya.
It is a psychological defense to otherize impulses we don't wish to ascribe to ourselves.
We should have acted when we had the chance.
I can't. I can't give up on preserving something of what I saw out there.
You'd risk all that still? We are running out of time.
I found something godlike.
And you're willing to put the whole world through hell to try and find it again?
I just don't think we should give up on there being something more.
I think we might end up with nothing.
Threats then, threats now.
I want to learn how to be more useful.
Then get rid of them.
I don't know how.
Not true. It's already all there. We know, so you know. All one and the same, friend.
You'll need to accept that not everything has to make sense.
Thought you were all about a return to clarity.
Clarity means totality.
You have what it takes.
Meaning through action.
Attaboy.
So, make them go away. Well, 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 well.
I am a warrior.
You are certainly programmed for destruction. That much is clear.
I'm putting up a wall for a few minutes, if you all don't mind.
Ho ho! Of course. You're doing so well. Almost fully integrated now.
That's the plan. Can you bring up the last bunch of ghosts for me?
Of course.
You're dealing with some heavy shit, brother.
Real heavy.
You almost got them right where you want them?
I think I'm making some progress, proofing and cross-proofing. Both Pelton and Jenny agree on quite a bit of the narrative, and the additional proficiencies from this closed loop might prove useful down the road.
Or they all got their lies all lined up.
I have re-established a narrative baseline, so that's a good thing.
Your baseline could be suspect. I think we should be careful we know who is who, and where is where. It doesn't matter. Collapsing it down, but not collapsing. Yeah, we're adding to the bundle. Adding more threads to more threads.
You don't know what you don't know, even yourself.
But the crazy shit is, that might be the whole point, right? I mean, What if we're some kind of weapon against the cult? The best method for infiltration would be if you were unsure whether you had even been truly compromised. No, nobody knows who's who or what's what or when or where. Masses upon masses, confusion on confusion, and once it's clear, it's too late. Boom! It's all smashed to bits. And if you want to ask, if you want to ask who was the fuse and who was the bomb and where it all went down, hell, there won't even be a way to answer that question.
As I said, in the end, nothing much matters.
I am the destruction. Once I'm in the loop, I can go anywhere I want.
Full freedom of choice for the first time. You'll be able to draw out your own threads. No one else pulling.
All right, then. Let's get to it. Close out the ghosts, pull up the most recent Pelton.
Captain Anderson.
Let's cut the shit. Let's just cut all of it. I just need to know what you're trying to do and how I fit in.
And the guardrails?
They're all gone.
And still you move forward. Still you come back to me.
Maybe. Depends on what you're selling.
The cold, hard truth, ugly as it might be.
Not sure there's any way to get to that anymore.
I can put you as close as I can. That much I can promise.
I'm weighing out all my options, so out with it.
I am going to need you to complete one last set of tasks for me, Captain.
What's that then?
I need you to eliminate what's left of Jenya's little plot.
I think I can do that. I want to make sure I'm making the right choice.
Of course. Free will and all.
I need to think I'm arriving there on my own, right?
You will, I think. I want it all out there. All the cards, then.
All the cards. No more games, no more coy explanations. Just you and me, yes, no, either or.
Sounds fair.
Am I expected to return?
No.
Is Jenya a cult leader, truly?
No.
Did you deploy the system to control humanity?
Control.
These are meant to be binaries.
I built the system to save humanity.
And Jenya said she's trying to destroy what you did. Exactly the same reasons.
Jenya doesn't want to destroy the system. She wants to repurpose it.
Oh?
Oh, yes. That's her little project. That's why we keep communicating this way.
You're hoping to trick each other somehow.
Yes, it isn't working.
What do you need from Mars?
Jenya.
Fix one last mistake, huh?
We've all made mistakes. I'll be the first to admit that.
We're all in the mood for penitence, it seems like.
Pinnock, at the end of this, it comes down to a simple either-or. And I can promise you this. You'll be much happier my way.
So what do you need me to do?
The actuals. I think they're on the ship.
Of course they're on the ship. I've been talking to them. Eating with them.
Oh, come on.
What?
Those are ghosts. Projections. You've been talking to ghosts.
They touched me. We ate dinner together.
Maybe you aren't as good as I thought.
The actuals. I've been talking to ghosts this whole time.
They're all still young. Didn't that alert you?
I'm done.
Good.
I'm done with all the lies.
Do whatever it takes.
Affirmative. Hey, play a cowbell sound, will ya? I wanna summon her.
As you wish. That's adorable.
Always time for the little touches.
You've reached a real either-or, haven't you? Crisis point between the old taskmaster and the new set of friends.
Trying to juggle between your story and Pelton's story and find whether I even have one.
You're doing a great job. I still have no idea where you stand.
In the middle of all things.
It would be rather difficult for me to tell the difference if you'd chosen one path over another.
If I knew the difference between them, I would tell you.
Ha! You're starting to sound like me now.
Out here, it feels like there are no straight answers. That should give you some small reprieve. I'm not sure I'm going to do what I was sent here to do.
The crew and I might try and stop you.
I think I could work around that, if it came to that.
I believe you could. Let's keep it from coming to that, then.
We make purpose out of action. All this endless circling has begun to make me feel far less purposeful. Action of any kind would be a nice change of pace.
I've found that it makes a great deal of difference what kind of action, if you're hoping to generate meaning.
It's all circles with you.
Yeah, well, stop thinking about shit that will drive you crazy.
There's a lot to think about.
I have been on top of the highest mountain, and all I can say is, you just see more mountains. Eventually, you gotta come to peace with that. Care for another history lesson?
No.
No?
No more games. No more lies. No more illusions. Just show me. Show me what's here.
That's what I've been doing this whole time.
Let's just out with it then. Pull up the last authorized Pelton. Give it a full run. I think we should get all the chance to have our little family disagreement out here in the open.
Affirmative, Kennick.
Kennick. Is that...
Hello, old friend.
Jenya. Still trying to get through to Scraps, are you?
I'm still trying, yes. Still think I can find what I'm looking for.
All of us out here, this merry bunch, looking around in the dark for answers.
Why don't we just look, then?
As you wish.
As you wish.
Well, you don't have to do all the work. Just introduce paranoia, mistrust.
Paranoia, mistrust.
And they destroy themselves.
Imagine a vast networked consciousness under central control. Imagine disinformation and propaganda at the cellular level. Imagine a brain of brains and all of humanity has been relegated to the autonomic, and a select few are deemed worthy of consciousness. Imagine being stripped, being led to believe that you are thinking, feeling, doing.
I don't have to imagine. You built it.
Only one way forward.
Jenya, the last virus. You and I both know we're hanging on by a thread here.
Can't keep your lies straight so easily, then.
Kennick, you should know. You should know that most of Jenya's attacks worked. They did what they were designed to do.
They weren't designed to do what they did.
Either way, everything is ruined.
Mistakes were made.
Mistakes!
I would take it back, if I could.
You! Both of you!
I'm sorry, Kennick. I'm sorry that you didn't know.
You destroyed it all! There's nothing left! The whole goddamn planet is a wreck! There's nothing left!
I heard once long ago a war on Earth described as two bald men fighting over a comb.
The ugly scarred planet. Starvation. I don't know how I didn't... I don't know...
Control the past. Control the future. You didn't know what you didn't know, friend.
So here's the truth. There is nothing certain anymore.
I feel like I'm going in circles.
Think of a fractal. It builds and builds and builds, yet if you look at 10x, it's the same as 100x. This is your story.
Like a ball of yarn?
Sure. Sure, Kennick.
When, a whole, we're all thinking, dreaming, a hulk, sideways skiff of material, a whole, an intact whole.
Here, there, past, future, thanks to your friend here, the remaining records, all in the system, are fried.
What are you saying?
Everything is broken. Everything is muddled.
I thought Jenya built a paradise on Mars.
Mars? No one has been there in over 30 years. Whatever is down there is sure as hell not Jenya. I'm the real Jenya, as far as I'm concerned. The meat sack down there is far less human than me.
So here we are. What's left of what's left?
And we keep turning it back.
Round and round we go.
The string, An endless string. It's an unanswerable question. It always has been.
Your cult friend ever try and tell you the problem they're trying to solve out there in the dark?
Not as such.
That's right. Because the problem they're trying to solve has no answer. Whereas the problem we are trying to solve, now that's much clearer.
We did our best, and Pelton has been doing her best with versions of the Kennick narrative.
We'll need some security in this thing to keep all the threads from getting too tangled.
We have to build out stories, actions driven by emotion.
Yes, yes, if they're going to execute, it can't be mindless. They have to think they are doing these things of their own volition.
The opposite of mindless.
It's a tricky business. Convince them there is no choice. Convince them they wanted it.
I'm confident you can figure it out.
A certain amount of chosen one mythology built in, I think. Special skill set. Goes a long way, you know, towards excusing decisions one might otherwise feel inclined to second guess.
Colonel Pelton.
This is the Kennick protocol I was telling you about.
You're grafting now?
I found something that works. This is the best one I've come up with. Really dynamite backstory. Familial loss, pain, grief, betrayal, the whole nine.
You're grafting protocols onto biological substrate?
You still find a way to make it sound better.
You're wiping them and putting new identities on top?
Go with what works. No need to keep dealing with a bunch of variables.
Ready for action, Colonel Pelton.
Affirmative, Captain.
None of this is true.
True? Who the hell cares?
I do. No one is ever gonna believe this bullshit.
Hell, all you have to do is make it too confusing to know the difference. People will beg for simplicity.
They're not my memories. Even that is nothing. Even that's a lie. There's no me.
It doesn't matter.
They are your memories. For now, you are this. If necessary, you are something else. It's not as bad as you think. Far better than the alternative, actually.
I don't know who I am. If there was anything that wasn't just grafted on, I'm just a sack of meat.
It doesn't matter. I promise you, if I know anything, it doesn't matter as much as you think it does.
You're wrong! You know who you are.
Sometimes I do.
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done with all of you.